What do you think the qualities are that make a successful speedway rider, and particularly an international champion?
Well, they're much the same. I regard myself as an athlete, really, and the qualities to be a top speedway rider are much the same as those required to be a top athlete. A certain amount of dedication to whatever sport you wanted to do. Must be physically fit and look after yourself. But the difference of being a speedway rider or motor racer as against an athlete is you must be possibly a more responsible person. I'm not saying athletes are not responsible, but you must be very responsible because you're not only holding your own life and your hands going into first corners and so on, as the other competitors in the race with you.
Well, do you ever think about that when you're riding, just about the dangers involved?
No, not while we're actually riding, but I think every rider is aware of the dangers that are involved in it. And to go into corners at, say, 80, 85 miles an hour and sliding sideways, and sometimes we've only got 6 or 8 inches to spare from another rider's back wheel, you must have complete faith in the other rider's ability in order to do that. So there's a lot of trust involved with the riders.
Are there any really bad moments that you remember?
Oh, I've had quite a lot of bad moments. I don't really want to remember most of them. No, there have been a lot of bad moments, and there are odd riders, of course, that you don't trust, and they're very hard to race against because you can't race so hard with them. But generally speaking, most of the top boys can be trusted, and indeed, you know, you must trust them.
Of course, apart from the mechanical element, the sport itself is very much a personality one. The concentration's on the riders, not the machines.
Yes, this is the case. And in fact, the machines do get left out of it. And the machines are, on speedway, the machines are about 60%, I guess, and 40% the rider. On the long track, it becomes about 80 or 85% the machine and 10 to 15% the rider, because of the more speed and more power that's required.
It is possible, though, for a newcomer to the sport to buy himself a machine or to get a machine that's identical to the one that you ride.
Yes. Well, I ride for the Jawa factory, and that's quite true, because the machines cost about £400 in England, and any novice can buy them from the agent there. And he has exactly the same machine as my factory machine to compete with.
So this would make the sport a very open one.
It's very, very open, and for that reason it's very difficult to get to the top, probably more so than in other motorised sports, because if you're going to race in a big road race with other competitors that have got a car or motorcycle that's 30 or 40 miles an hour faster than yours, well, no way you're going to beat them. But speedway, the machines don't vary any more than a couple of miles an hour. And this is basically just the way they're maintained. The rider that maintains his machine very good, he's got more reliability and more speed.
But in the end, what makes a winner is tactics and skill on track.
Tactics and skill play a big part in it, because the races are fast and furious. Only 4 laps. They're only about a mile in distance, even less on most of the English tracks. So you've got to be a very quick thinker.
There are obviously a lot of difficulties in the sport, but there also must be a lot of pressures on your personal life. In 1971, for instance, you rode successfully in 34 major races in 8 countries, as well as your normal riding. That must make great demands on
you. Yes, well, in normal riding, that's the league races and so on. They're quite demanding in themselves. But normally I ride about 118, 120 race meetings in a year. And in fact, 1970, I rode in about 13 different countries throughout the 12 months, and there's a lot of travelling involved.
You're still a family man as well.
Oh, yes, and it's difficult to spend a lot of time with the family, and also if you're in the middle of a season and you do get a couple of days off, it's difficult to relax completely. The riders who have the power to relax themselves completely for a couple of days, then they have a couple of bad meetings when they start, so you've got to be under pressure all the time.
Well, with this sort of pressure, how long do you think a rider can stay at the top?
Well, as a rider gets older and wiser, he's able to withstand these pressures more than the younger boys. And I've seen it happen on many occasions that riders at the age of about 40 are riding better than they were, say, at 25. So it really depends on your enthusiasm. But certainly there are a lot of young riders around now, around 20 years of age, 22 years of age, that ride full throttle and they ride fast for three laps, but the problem is the race is over four laps, and when there's a bit of pressure, such as qualifying for the World Championships and so on, it's generally what they call the old school that qualifies most year.
So you've actually got quite a long career expectation in the
sport. I think so, because it's not a purely physical sport. You rely a lot on the machine and rely a lot on balance. And personally, I ride very relaxed. I don't get tired. Like, I don't get out of breath when I'm riding. And so I think I can continue on for probably longer than most riders can. And at the moment, I'm still enthusiastic.
Well, finally, Ivan Major, you're the third world champion to come from Christchurch. You've won the championship three times in a row. Barry Briggs, I think it was, won it four times. Ronnie Moore won it twice. Is it a coincidence that those world champions come from Christchurch?
Well, I think it's a pure coincidence that they come from Christchurch, but not really New Zealand, because this reflects in the New Zealand determination to do well at whatever they're going to do. And for the size of our country and for the size of the contingent that goes to the Olympic Games and so on, New Zealanders always do remarkably well in pretty well every field. And Speedway is certainly no exception, but I think it's pure coincidence that the three of us happen to come from Christchurch.
Ivan Major, thank you.
Thank you very much.